For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, are you finding that you have to plan carefully? Theater coming back, but not in the usual way, where everyone announces a season together and you can just say, well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's not that kind of deal yet.
Not yet. And what got us started on this whole thing was we read Stage Fright. Yay! After, I don't know what, 15 months?
Well, I think for the uninitiated, that's on my website, theatertalkbuffalo.com. Javier has a column, a theater column, that started in Art Voice and has been going for 25 years, and it went on this brief 15-month hiatus, and then came back, just sort of informing everybody in one the many things that are coming back. And if you add it all together, it's a lot. But it's popping up here, popping up there.
You're absolutely right. I mean, so we were excited, and we got out our calendars, and we sat down. And it was kind of like the old days, but it wasn't the regular. It's every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the other thing was, we had to plan a little more carefully, because while there are shows with Shakespeare in Delaware Park, they're smaller. And so you have to choose carefully when you can go. And it's the same with the other shows as well. Reduced seating capacity requires more planning.
Well, and to describe for people a little of what's happening in Shakespeare, in previous summers, Tuesday through Sunday, if the weather was fine, you could head out to Delaware Park and see a full-length, fully produced Shakespeare play. And this summer, to accommodate social distancing and the unpredictability about what's about to happen, they're doing a variation on A Midsummer Night's Dream, where groups of 25 will go from station to station, led by Puck, who will be played by three different actors, to see scenes from A Midsummer Night's Dream in various locations around Delaware Park. And it requires a reservation, which I think people are very unaccustomed to. The spontaneity, oh, we'll go, we won't go, we'll take a picnic, we won't take a picnic. No, no, no. In fact, this has never happened. Some performances of Shakespeare in Delaware Park are already sold out.
And it's the same way with the Alleyway and Buffalo Quickies, which we talked about on the air a couple of weeks ago. Very small groups will move from storefront to storefront, seeing plays through the glass window, hearing them on their earbuds. But again, reduced audience capacity means extra planning on everyone's part.
And I think what we're seeing is the endless adaptability of the theater. The theater is a very primitive art. Unlike TV shows and the movies and orchestral performances, which require a great deal of coordination, all you need is a performer and someone to watch. And so given those minimal requirements, theaters have been able to come back adapting to this situation. Every time something's going to kill the theater, it doesn't. You know, television didn't do it. Before it, radio didn't do it. Nothing quite well. After the fall of the Roman Empire, there was that brief hiatus. until the late Middle Ages, but it came back.
A blink of an eye.
And on the most unlikely of venues. Speaking of which, the only play I've seen, I did go to the outdoor Shakespeare in Delaware Park with where they had the shields on their faces over by Parkside there. But Buffalo State's theater department did, well, you read in Stage Fright, they did the medieval morality play Everyman, which is sort of perfect because every man who gets summoned by death and says, I'm not ready, interacts with one or two other characters, and they were able to do distance and so forth. But it was great, and I love the inventiveness of it. But theaters have figured it out, and this week, even Desiderio's Dinner Theater coming back. And that must have been really difficult, running a restaurant and theater, because they're out in Cheektowaga at Bobby J's Italian-American Grill. And for them to come back, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of accommodations they have made to keep their audience safe and comfortable. But that, to me, that's a big sign of moving in a positive direction. If a dinner theater can come back, they've got God's Favorite with an all-star cast opening this week.
Neil Simon play, a great choice for the beginning of their new season. You're right about logistics. I mean, all of the logistics of having an indoor restaurant and all the logistics of putting on a show. Why don't we make this more difficult? Let's throw in a pandemic. What the heck?
Well, I keep getting asked about the Artie Awards, Buffalo's Tony Awards, and why don't I do them virtually? Well, because the whole point of the event is the joy of being together, which you cannot do during a pandemic. We will do that just as soon as we are able, talking to Shays at the moment about when really can you pack 710 Main Theater, and that's when we'll come back with that. I won't be following the lead of the area's theaters with adaptability. I'm going to do that the old way. But in the meantime, get out your calendar, Peter. You and Emmy are going to need to start plotting in the dates, and you're going to have to call for Shakespeare, and you're going to have to call for the quickies. And at Desiderio's, reservations were always desirable. God's favorite coming up this week. So for Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.